The phone's got my quarter and the operator won't give it to me back.
I'll handle this, ma'am. Operator?
Yes?
This is Sergeant Tackleberry.
So?
Would you please relinquish this lady's quarter?
I told her we'll send her a refund.
You'll pay her now!
I'm sorry, sir. Would you like to stick your...
Stand back, ma'am. Can you identify your quarter, ma'am?
Cactus.
Episode 14 of PLA Radio. I'm Brad Carter, your host. January 31st marked the one-year anniversary of this podcast, so happy birthday to us. I've got some news that relates to episode 2 of PLA Radio, which was the episode on social engineering. President Bush has signed the Telephone Records and Privacy Protection Act of 2006 into law, making the practice of social engineering a telephone company illegal. The law punishes anyone who buys, sells, or obtains telephone records through social engineering. I'll have a link in the show notes at phonelosers.org/radio to the Library of Congress's bill number HR 4709. And even though this law's passed, I seriously doubt this is going to have any impact whatsoever on how easy it is to get information from a phone company. In fact, it's probably going to make things even easier since the phone companies think that this law is going to protect them and they don't have to worry about security anymore. Let's give Verizon Wireless a call and see just how much things haven't changed.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Hi, this is Tom from Financial Services. I'm just transferring over a customer to you that reached us by mistake. Are you able to pull up that account there under the name Mildred Monday? What's that supposed to mean? Are you trying to say you think I'm some kind of hacker who's attempting to social engineer information on this account? That's silly. I'm with Verizon, too. My extension is 5249. What name are you showing on that account? I'm not trying to get anything. I'm just trying to confirm this information before I transfer this customer over to you.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Ma'am.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna
Stop.
Get it. Never gonna get it.
Hello, come on, quit it.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Jesus, what's your problem?
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
Jeez, look, just give me your supervisor and I'll transfer the customer over to her. How do you like that? You're going to get yourself fired with your attitude, lady.
What will happen, whether I'm happy or sad.
Why are you making this so difficult?
Nobody said it was easy.
Just give me your supervisor now.
Hold on.
Finally.
What are we going to do with you?
Oh, hi. Is this a supervisor? That other rep, she's on crack or something. I've just got a customer here that I need to transfer to your department, and for whatever reason, she doesn't believe me.
I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough.
What are you saying? You don't believe me either?
One foot in the hole, one foot getting people.
I don't know why you people don't believe me. I'm in the Philadelphia office, extension 4381.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Well, at least your attitude's better about it than that last lady.
Hello, goodbye, I'll see you in hell.
Okay, I take that back. Is there anyone there that can give me all the account information on this phone number? Whoa, that was creepy. I give up. You guys win this time. I'm hanging up.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try.
I came across a website a few months ago called sendmeavoicemail.com, where you call a voicemail number, leave a message, and this girl puts it on her website. It's a simple concept, and there were a few amusing messages on it, so I posted a few paragraphs about the site on phonelosers.org. And then a few days later, of course, most of her calls were suddenly related to Cactus.
Hello, it's Josie from Britain.
Cactus.
I wanted to tell you, happy, insane, answering message.
Cactus.
Oh, and I love your cactus cactus messages. They made me laugh.
Happy Cactus Day from the PLA. We encourage you to visit phonelosers.org.
So to the cactus people, thank you for cactuses. Cactus, cactus, cactus.
Cactus, cactus, cactus. Happy birthday from the PLA.
I have a pet cactus.
Okay, bye.
Happy message, Nonsense Day from PLA. Cactus is stupid. This has been a message from AT&T. Had this been a real message, it would have made sense.
Cactus.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
The cactus people are making me paranoid.
I do not like this cactus people, because they are pretty annoying, and, like, all they talk about is cactus and cacti and whatever, and it's not funny. I don't find it funny at all. I think it's very retarded, immature, and stupid.
I dream that the cactus people are calling me.
PLA cactus.
And saying that I should give them their cactuses back.
Hi, Sarah. This is Jersey from the PLA.
Remember the cold cactus for entry?
I was just wondering if you could FedEx me back my cactus that I left at your house yesterday. Thanks.
Cactus, cactus.
Here's a rap you can use to be real cool, so don't abuse.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Your prescription cactus pills are in.
PLA Radio! What's up, cactus?
Those cactus people are pretty freaking hilarious.
Peace out.
This has been going on for a few months now, and she still gets the occasional cactus call. If you'd like to call and leave a message on this site, the phone number is 503-766-2959. And then the website to visit to hear your message is sendmeavoicemail.com.
Thank you for using a Verizon payphone.
Once upon a time, I lived in Illinois, and each morning I listened to a wacky morning radio show on a local FM station. It was your standard morning radio show where the DJs would read all the headlines from FARC.com and then talk about them. And occasionally one of the DJs, named MJ, would call up the subjects of the news stories and mess with them relentlessly. He also liked to get unlisted celebrity phone numbers and harass them until they changed their phone numbers. He would even dial the celebrity numbers on the air, and all I had to do was decode the touchtones he dialed, and I would have the celebrity's phone number too, but that's not what this story's about. After listening to MJ harass all these people by phone for about a year, I started to wonder how MJ would react to the same kind of treatment. He was a pretty uptight character, and I didn't think he would take it much better than the celebrities he pranked did. So, I spent months trying to figure out MJ's real name, which wasn't known at the time, and his home and cell phone numbers. Eventually, I found this information, but in the process of trying to find MJ, I managed to find the phone numbers of just about every other employee related to that radio station and his show. I had a list of every phone number working at the radio station, including various call-in lines, office lines for all the employees, and the private hotlines for the show that nobody was supposed to have. My first actual call to MJ didn't go too well. He just hung up on me. By the time I got around to calling him, he already knew that somebody had been calling all over the radio station asking for him, so it seemed like he was kind of expecting my call. But he finally talked to me when I asked for his wife, Michelle, and he told me how completely screwed I was.
Yo. Hi, could I talk to Michelle? Please.
You know what *57 is?
No.
You're gonna find out, my friend.
Okay. Can I talk to Michelle first, before I find out?
Which Michelle?
Well, this is Greg from Domino's Pizza. I was just calling to confirm an order.
You're gonna be tracked down. They know who you are.
They do?
Yes, they do.
How do they know?
Dude, you're so screwed.
Can I just talk to her?
I hit *57.
You did?
And you're traced. Have a nice day.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That was my friend Evil Cal talking and laughing in the background. So far my experiment was going just as expected. MJ wasn't enjoying the calls, and just like the celebrities, he changed his phone number the next day. So a week later, using techniques covered under George Bush's new anti-pretexting law, I got his new number and called him back. He was really talkative on this next conversation.
Okay, just *57, the last one, and it says that it's in memory, and when the police who have this case already, and Verizon Security, they will give access to that file. Now, I will pick it up again when you hang up. I hit *57 again, and they got that one.
But I think this is a classic case of I can dish it out, but I can't take it. Correct?
It doesn't matter, sir. I will see you in court.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No.
Yes, I will.
What's *57 anyway?
*57 is the automatic tracing service.
They can trace you?
Yes, they can, my friend.
I didn't know that.
*57 is accessible only to the police.
Why are you so mad?
because you have obviously you got my unlisted numbers last week, and now you've gotten them after Verizon changed them. And there's only one way you're getting them. You have access to the Verizon unlisted database. And believe me, Verizon Security is extremely interested in this.
Are they? I don't have access to any databases.
Oh,
yeah? I don't know what a database is.
Then why don't you tell me who you are, and why don't you come meet me right now?
I can't meet you. I'm a little guy. You'd probably beat me up.
Dude. I will see you in court. The police have this. I'm hanging up on you now, and I start 5-7. This one.
The police have your number?
Excuse me?
The police have your number?
They'll have your number.
Oh.
I'm sorry. The minute I hang up right now, I hit start 5-7 again.
But mine's unlisted, so they can't find me.
Yes, they can. It just says it's been successfully traced as soon as I hit start 5-7. Have a nice day. Let me do number two.
Okay.
Now, I know in that call I said I didn't know what Star 5-7 was, and I didn't know what tracing was, and I said that the cops couldn't get my phone number because I was unlisted, but I was just trying to keep MJ talking by saying weird things to him. I'm really not an idiot. We did stop calling MJ at home, but would still occasionally call him at the radio station's hotline, like in this call.
Hello. Hi there, pretty baby.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Who's this?
This is Roy.
Yeah, what do you need?
Hi. I just called to say hi.
Okay.
Because you don't answer your home phone anymore. What's up?
So what's the point?
Hi there.
Okay, and would you like to share anything else with me today?
No, thank you. Just hi.
During my initial search for MJ, I came across an interesting phone number in Hollywood, California, and I later figured out that it was the home phone number of a paparazzi guy who did a celebrity segment every morning on MJ's show. This guy's name on the air was Waldo, and he came on each morning around 8 a.m., so one morning, about 10 minutes before he was scheduled to be on the air, I gave Waldo a call.
Hey.
Hey, Larry?
Huh?
Larry?
Larry?
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
Did I get a wrong number?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, MJ gave me your number.
Okay. Is Joey there today?
No, I'm not with the station. I'm just a listener. MJ told me I could call and find out about Tom Cruise stuff.
What?
This is Waldo, right?
Yeah.
He said I could call up here and find out stuff.
Well, wait a minute. You don't work with the...
No. No, I'm just a listener there, and I was just talking to MJ, and he, you know, we were talking about, like, the whole Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman thing, and he said I should call you and ask you to see if you knew anything about it.
This call drug on for quite a while until he had to go because the radio station was calling him for his report. But near the end, he seemed to think I was involved with Scientology, and he was worried that I was pissed off about something that he'd said about Tom Cruise, who's a Scientologist. The only reason I had mentioned Tom Cruise in that phone call is because that's what they'd been talking about the previous day.
Are you involved with Scientology or something? Listen, I got nothing against Tom Cruise or Nicole or anybody or Scientology. You never heard me say a bad word about that. Yeah, well, I don't have any special information about Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman that any other Hollywood reporter doesn't have, if this is involved with Scientology, I've never said that word on the page. I don't know anything about it.
My intent on that call was to get Waldo pissed off at MJ right before he went on the air, hoping that he'd yell at MJ for giving out his home phone number to a crazy fan. But that didn't happen. So during Waldo's celebrity segment, I called his phone number nonstop, which caused his call waiting to constantly interrupt his voice while he was talking. And a few times he even clicked over and talked to me while MJ waited on hold, live on the air.
Next Wednesday when he goes back to court. Hang on just one second.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. You know who that is? That's, don't answer that. That's someone just interrupting you.
Oh, really? Is this going to...
Yeah, don't...
Hang on, one second.
All right, hang on. On Waldo hold. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It looks like I'll be getting a new phone number, huh?
Yeah.
That was the first time he actually clicked over to answer, and then here's another one.
You know, you just Barry Manilow?
I don't care what his sexuality is. I just don't like Barry Manilow.
Guy Mathis. All right, let me make sure that I've got this stalker. Hang on a sec.
Right.
From the first time, baby.
I am a winner.
Hey, just don't even answer the phone.
Well, it's hard when you get a call waiting.
Yeah, but you just don't even answer. Let it go.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
All right, now, Allie McBeal.
I tried interrupting Waldo again the next day, but he had his call waiting turned off, so it wouldn't work anymore. And that was pretty much the end of my MJ experiment. We discovered as much as MJ loves to make prank calls, he sure doesn't like to receive them. But then one day, years later in 2004, my radio alarm clock goes off and I hear MJ talking about me. They were doing a story about some kids in Michigan taking over the drive-thru frequencies at a Burger King, and MJ suddenly has some sort of a flashback and starts ranting about me and all the prank calls I used to make to him. It took me about a minute to realize that he was actually talking about me, and then I grabbed my digital voice recorder and recorded the rest of it.
Anyway, with my law enforcement connections, we trapped the line. They did the homework. They were able to get it. They through the switching office and everything, found out the call was coming from through a long distance company called like Lightyear Communications, and I have copies of his phone bill. But literally, we got copies of his phone bill for like 6 or 8 months. This guy, Brad, in East Alton, Illinois. Hey, Brad, how you doing? So, Brad, this guy has the gall to then enter our American Idiot contest.
Lightyear was my long-distance carrier at the time, and a year or two before this, Evil Cal and I had entered a video contest that MJ was having, where we submitted one of our drive-through prank videos from PLA TV, completely unaware that MJ even knew who I was this entire time.
It was American Idiot, and you know we played off American Idol, and what was the stupidest thing you would do on videotape, and then win, I think it was $5,000 we were giving away. So this guy actually entered, this guy Brad from East Alton, Illinois, he listens to us in the St. Louis market, this guy entered the contest with that shtick, with that bit of screwing with people at the drive-thru windows over, you know, by taking over their frequency. So I've been aware of this prank for a while. So that's why I didn't even do the story last week.
All right.
So that's the story there. But yeah, this guy tried to screw with us, and meanwhile, within a week, and his name, address, phone number, you know, all the activities he's into. In fact, you know, the FBI still has the case.
Not too funny when we turn the tables on you, huh, Brad?
About a year after that, they were talking about Lindsay Lohan, whose cell phone number I just happened to have. So I emailed MJ with her phone number, and I signed my email from his stalker friend in Illinois, and the next day he attempted to call her on the air. He said he'd received her number from one of their phone freak friends in Illinois. So obviously, MJ and I are best friends forever now. That's about it for this episode. The show's running kind of long, so I'm going to skip the voicemails. I might make the next episode nothing but voicemails, since they've been piling up these past few months. If you haven't been on phonelosers.org lately, then you probably haven't noticed that there's a new PLA t-shirt available. You can see pictures of that and buy it at phonelosers.org/store, where you can also find PLA stickers, buttons, and all kinds of other stuff. Or if you're too cheap to buy a t-shirt, then you can enter the PLA Radio MySpace contest, which I've completely ripped off from the Keith and the Girl podcast. You can get more details about that by going to phonelosers.org/contests. Also, don't forget to visit the PLA forums at phonelosers.org/forums.
Shoreside Hotline, may I help you?
Yeah. Well, I'm about to fucking kill myself.
Listen, you don't want to do that, okay? You don't want
to
do that.
I'm getting... There's so many fucking reasons why I don't even need to be here anymore.
There's
I'm
no
gonna
reason.
Put a slug in my fucking head.
You don't want to do that. You want to be on Earth, okay?
Fuck that shit, man. I got a gun right now.
Put it away,
and
please.
I got it right under my chin, man. Fuck that.
Take it away from me.
I'm gonna fucking blow my head all over the ceiling.
No, you're not, okay?
Fuck this shit, man.
Hey.
It ain't no point to me waking up. Everybody's time I'm taking up.
No.
I got nobody. It ain't a shoulder near. I can't stay here and it's colder there.
Where?
I don't wanna look back cause it's gonna hurt. I slice my wrist and it's gonna squirt.
Oh.
For me, everybody holds a hate. I get backstabbed and everybody holds a stake. It's no roads to take. I'm in a circle drive. Busting at myself and I'm trying to survive.
Oh.
I'll disappoint you and I will let you down. And I ain't got many homeboys coming around.
No.
You don't understand, so
oh,
don't
yes,
say
I
you
do.
I swear I'll put a motherfucking slugging you, I'm the only one, the lonely one, at home alone, loading a gun, thinking why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not, okay? Okay, you have feelings inside of your head, okay? I understand that. Feelings lead to depression. When you have depression, you have a lonely void inside of your heart, okay? And your heart means everything to the world, okay?
I got court coming up. I stole
load a truck. I got a bitch pregnant and I'm broke as fuck. I wanna get high, but I got piss test.
Well,
I'm always first name on top of shit list.
No.
Get this, the witches made my chest. It's permanent nightly visiting nest.
What?
It ain't no clothes that I look good in. I'm the motherfucking big red train that couldn't. I got no family, I stole they shit.
Okay.
Restraining orders and I still won't quit. I hit rock bottom and then I fell in a hole. And then I fell through the floor of that hole some more. I've been missing for a year, nobody's looking.
I
got beat down and my shit took it.
Oh.
I look ahead and all I see is more of the same, or this self-inflicted bullet hole pouring my brain.
Okay,
pouring my
now
brain.
I understand that you're in pain, okay? I understand everything you're going through. I've been there myself, okay? Now, your pain is my pain, all right? And I feel your pain, and I want to be your friend. Just me and you, friend.
I dream about cutting heads off with a shovel.
What?
The dreams are getting serious, think I'm in trouble.
Oh,
I don't hold memory for more than an hour. I'm tired as fuck and I'm drained of power. I ain't halfway there and I'm all out of time. I'm like a crushed light bulb, all out of shine.
Oh, no.
I've been around the world and no place is home. I wanna see the other side when I face this chrome. I'm butt naked, I've been jacking off, getting drunk. It's my last hours alive, who gives a fuck? It don't matter. I'm doing this shit in a garage, trying to make it easier for them to clean my head splotch. This bitch I loved, I hope she finds me still up in a chair with my thoughts behind
me. Wait.
I'm about to do it.
No.
Can you hold for a second?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hey, Violent J.
Where are you at?
I'm at 7-Eleven on the payphone.
Well,
me and my Juggalo pals, Eric and Taylor. Can we come over and hang out with you?
Well, shit. Yeah. Come on by.
Great, Violent J. We'll be there in 10 minutes.
Hey.
Okay, fine. 5 minutes then.
All right, bye.